Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. Joining me in studio today once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
And our very special guest, Julie Nelson from the Small Business Development Center right downstairs here at Minnesota State Mankato. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Great to have you here. We were going to talk a bit today about veterans and how important that segment of the population is in terms of productivity. There's tons of veterans that are available for work.
Right.
Not many of them aren't necessarily are employed though. So.
Right. Well, we have a lot of veterans that are going to be cycling home now or are in the process of cycling home. We've been in this for a couple of years now. And they're all going to need jobs. And they've learned a lot of specialized skills in the military. Those don't always translate into civilian world skills.
Right.
But there are things that are going on, programs that are being designed to help veterans get back into the workplace again.
So, Julie, how does the Small Business Development Center connect with veterans?
Well, we're partly funded by the U.S. Small Business Administration, and they've given us several special focus areas in addition to our core services, one of which is veterans assistance.
Okay.
We know there's a huge need out there, and as they transition, they do have some training and experience and leadership skills that can certainly help our area employers. So while we don't offer anything specifically different for veterans, they get all of our free consulting, business training, financial advice, access to financing. We just want to get the word out that we really want to help the veterans.
You brought a few statistics along that relate to veterans and the sort of their contribution.
Yeah, this is U.S. Census data, and I found that veteran-owned firms represent 9% of all U.S. firms. There are 2.45 million veteran-owned businesses, and they employ over 5.8 million individuals.
And, you know, with the kinds of training and discipline and things that come from serving in the military, do those translate well in terms of being an entrepreneur?
Absolutely. This is a perfect pool of entrepreneurs, again, bringing their military skills with them. And we just want to help them be successful.
Yeah, because some of the soft skills that you hear about that are so desired in the job place are really come with having been in the military, like leadership skills, decision making skills, showing up on time, being you could use the term loyalty, but just that feeling of responsibility to the job and to getting things done.
I would think attentiveness.
Yes.
Hearing something once and knowing exactly what to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. These kinds of skills that not everyone brings into the workforce,
mm-hmm.
frankly.
I would also mention, the main thing most businesses and entrepreneurs need is financing. We do a lot of SBA loans, and the SBA does offer a special loan program for veterans called Patriot Express, where they will get favorable terms and express processing. Particularly for veterans, this will get them on their way.
Awesome. I appreciate that. Well, thank you, Julie, and thank you, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.